business. First up, we have 2021-29 Deer Creek.
Mr. Chairman, I move we recommend approval for subdivision 2021-29 for Deer Creek based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this application seeks approval of a standard subdivision to develop 93.582 acres of land into 79 single-family lots. This land was previously approved for a 79-lot subdivision as subdivision number 2005-26 that received preliminary site plan approval on August 24, 2006, and final site plan approval on April 24, 2010. Two, the subdivision meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance and protects the orderly growth of the county. The subdivision has also adequately addressed the elements of Section 99-9C of the subdivision ordinance. Three, the site is within the low-density area according to the current Sussex County Comprehensive Development Plan. The plan permits residential development of 2 units per acre within the low-density area. Four, all of the lots will be at least 3/4 acre in size, and the density of the development is less than 1 unit per acre. Five, the subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities or area roadways and public transportation. Six, DENREC has indicated that the site is suitable for individual on-site septic systems. Although the initial soil feasibility study occurred several years ago, the soils were retested by Coastal Soil Consultants, Inc., with new soil borings to confirm that the majority of the soil at the site meets the current standards for individual on-site wastewater treatment systems. Seven, the preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A, the number of lots shall not exceed 79. The applicant shall prepare and record restrictive covenants governing the development and form a homeowners association to be responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. C, the lots will be served by individual wells. D, DLDOT has determined that the developer must contribute the area wide study fee instead of requiring a traffic impact study. In addition to the payment of this fee, DLDOT will require the developer to improve Statenville Road to accommodate the entrance to the development and the traffic generated by it. E, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. F, the restrictive covenants shall include the agricultural use protection notice. G, there shall not be any wetlands within any of the lots. In addition, the restrictive covenants shall state that non-tidal wetlands exist on the site, and the covenants shall include the notice required by Section 99-6H of the Sussex County Code. H, a school bus shelter with parking for at least 4 vehicles shall be included near the entrance to the project. I, there must be a notice contained in the restrictive covenant stating that hunting activities occur on neighboring and adjacent properties. J, street naming shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. K, all construction and site work on the property, including deliveries of materials to or from the property, shall only occur between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. There shall be no construction activities at the site on Sundays. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign in English and Spanish confirming these hours shall be prominently displayed at all entrances to the site during construction. L, the final site plan shall contain an additional emergency vehicle access between Statenville Road and White Rail Circle connecting through either Doe Run or Buck Drive. M, the vegetated or forested perimeter buffer is permitted to overlap the undisturbed wetlands area along the perimeter of the site. This perimeter buffer shall be increased to 20 feet along lot 6 and anywhere else where it is less than 20 feet wide. This buffer shall use existing forest and vegetation where the trees currently exist in the buffer area. Stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the buffer area shall be prohibited. All silt fencing shall be located on the interior limit of the buffer area or the wetlands line, which is the edge nearest the interior of the development. And the final site plan shall identify the limit of disturbance to prevent disturbances of wetlands and buffer area. N, a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting these conditions of approval, must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. O, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Madam Chair, that's my motion.
I second it.
Okay, it's been motioned, properly motioned and seconded for 2021-29 Deer Creek. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Ms. Wingate?
Yes, for the reasons stated in the motion.
Chair also votes yes. Motion carries 4-0. Moving on, we have conditional use 2300 MRBP LLC. Now on this one.
Yeah, Madam Chairman, I would ask that you all just defer on this because since Ms. Wingate recused on this one, Mr. Wheatley is not here, and you were absent at the last meeting and hadn't taken an oath at that time, that we'd only have two folks eligible to vote this evening on it, and you need three votes to affirmatively act on anything one way or the other. So if we could just have a motion to defer, and then we'll put it on the next meeting agenda.
So moved.
Second.
So, yeah. All right. It's been properly motioned and seconded to defer on conditional use 2300 MRBP LLC. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? Thank you. That would be 3-0 or 2-0 to defer. How do we even do that?
You could,
I can vote on whether we defer or not.
On okay. Defer it,
so, and one abstention. Yeah. All right. Next up is conditional use 2301, Jason Tedesco.
Madam Chair, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2301 for Jason Tedesco for a landscaping business based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the property is zoned AR1 agricultural residential. The use of the property as a landscaping business is consistent with the underlying agricultural zoning of the property. Two, the site is located within the coastal area according to Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. This low impact type of use is appropriate within this area. Three, the use will not adversely affect area roadways or neighboring properties. Four, the applicant has stated that his landscaping company provides a service to a wide variety of Sussex County residences and businesses. This intended use is of a public or semi-public character that will benefit the residents and businesses of Sussex County. Five, there are other small businesses in the area with approved conditional uses, including another landscape business and an indoor-outdoor storage facility. This conditional use is consistent with these other existing small businesses. Six, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, this use shall be limited to a landscaping and lawn care business. The area set aside for the landscaping operations shall be shown on the final site plan. B, no manufacturing shall occur on the site. This prohibition includes the shredding of or grinding of any materials and the dyeing of mulch or similar materials. C, there shall not be any retail sales occurring from the site. D, one lighted sign shall be permitted. It shall not exceed 32 square feet on each side. E, the hours of operation shall be limited 8 a.m. through 6:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. There shall not be any Sunday hours. The applicant shall be able to operate beyond these hours on an as-needed basis for limited situations such as snow removal, storm damage cleanup, and similar events. F, there shall not be any dumping of trees, branches, grass, or other debris on the site. G, the on-site storage of mulch, stone, topsoil, and similar materials shall be located in bins or enclosures. The location of these storage areas shall be shown on the final site plan. H, any security lighting shall be screened so it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. I, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements, including any entrance or roadway improvements. J, the final site plan shall clearly show all areas for vehicle and equipment storage and parking, and these areas shall be clearly marked on the site itself. There shall not be any parking or storage within the property setbacks. K, failure to comply with any of these conditions may be grounds for termination of the conditional use approval. And L, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Okay, it's been motioned and seconded. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the conditions and terms stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
Yes for the reasons stated and the conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Hopkins?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And I, the chair, abstain. So the motion passes 3-1, 3-1, with one abstention, right?
One abstention, yes.
Yes. 3-0 with one abstention. There you go. Yep. Okay. Woo, we'll get there. All right, next up we have conditional use 2303, Antonia Lopez Lopez.
Before I make this motion, Commissioner Hopkins said during the hearing we like to support entrepreneurship and business, which we do, but sometimes we can't. So, Madam Chairman, I move that we recommend denial of conditional use 2303 for Antonia Lopez Lopez for a food truck based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is proposing a permanent or semi-permanent placed food truck on a small 0.238-acre property that is primarily surrounded by other homes. The record indicates that this would essentially become a restaurant, but without the typical bricks and mortar building for it. Two, the proposed use is not consistent with the use of the surrounding properties. There was testimony in the record that the proposed use would adversely affect the use and enjoyment of nearby homes as a result of the noise, crowds, smells from the commercial kitchen, commercial dumpsters, the accumulation of trash, the traffic associated with the use. Commercial uses such as this are more appropriately located direct along Route 24 or in areas that are already commercial in nature. Three, this site is located along Jersey Road, a small two-lane road that is already overused by vehicles trying to avoid traffic to and from Millsboro on Route 24. There was testimony in the record that this has been burdened the residential property owners along Jersey Road, and the permanent food truck would only make a bad situation worse. Four, the site is very small and there is not adequate space on site to safely accommodate the parking required by patrons of the proposed food truck. There was testimony that the activities on this site already create parking problems along Jersey Road that have led to damaged fences and other properties that have frontage along the road. All of this makes this location along Jersey Road inappropriate for this type of use. Five, the application, if approved, would be detrimental to the health, safety, and general welfare of the neighboring property owners. Six, the proposed use in this location does not satisfy the purpose of a conditional use under the Sussex County Zoning Code because it is not well adjusted to its environment with full protection of the neighboring properties, and because the proposed use is not desirable in this location for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County's residents and businesses. Seven, for all these reasons, this conditional use should be denied.
I second.
Madam Chairman, that's my motion.
I second.
Okay, it's been motioned and seconded. Let's see how we vote. Mr. Hopkins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in my motion.
Ms. Swingett?
Yes, for the reasons stated in the motion.
And I, the chair, abstains. So motion passes 3-0 with one abstention. Next up is change in zone 1961, Country Lawn Care and Maintenance LLC.
Madam Chair, I move that we recommend approval of change in zone number 1961 for Country Lawn Care and Maintenance LLC for a change in zone from AR1 agricultural residential zoning to C2 medium commercial zoning based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, C2 medium commercial zoning is designed to support retail sales and the performance of consumer services. It is intended to be located near arterial and collector roads. Two, the applicant's property is located along Route 9, which is classified as a principal arterial roadway. The front 3.85 acres of property is currently zoned C1. The applicant seeks to rezone the back 7.75 acres of the property to the C2 medium commercial district so that the entire property is commercially zoned. This is an appropriate location for C2 zoning. 3, the property is bordered on the east side by a commercially zoned property that has developed as an apartment complex. It is bordered on the north by a property approved for a major subdivision and on the west by another split zone property with commercial zoning. This is an appropriate location for C2 zoning. 4, C2 zoning at this location along Route 9 will benefit nearby residents of Sussex County by providing a commercial location for the applicant's business. 5, there is no evidence that this rezoning will have an adverse impact on neighboring properties and area roadways. 6, the site is in the commercial area according to the Sussex County Land Use Plan and future land use map. This is an appropriate location for C2 zoning according to the plan. 7, the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning code by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. 8, no parties appeared in opposition to the rezoning application. And 9, any future use of the property will be subject to the site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That's my motion.
I second.
All right, so motion and second to approve the condition or change in zone 1961 Country Lawn Care and Maintenance LLC. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Ms. Wingate?
Yes, for the reasons stated in my motion.
And the chair abstains. So the motion passes 3-0 with one abstention. All right,